me an update on what's happening with the BBs?
Sure. So should I go through the list of questions you asked me on Slack that I politely ignored, or should I? what do you want me to do?
Well, here? I don't want to ask you why you ignored. Well, actually, I do know why, because you're going to tell me in Chicago we just didn't get around to it.
That's right.
Has had a number of point releases to fix either security issues or maybe every now and then a couple of bugs, maybe a maintenance release. I know that 2.6 is in the second beta. It's been in the second beta for about 3 months. Give us an ETA on when that possibly would be released or possibly another beta.
So there'll probably be one more beta. The thing that makes BB Press there are a few things, but the primary thing that has always sort of made BB Press tricky and it makes the move for people from BB Press 5 or 2.5 to BB Press 2.6 a fun one is 2.5 for most people in most situations has been really, really rock solid. I mean, yeah, we're on 2.5.11 or whatever we're on, but it's always been like a security, something or other has come through or like a neat performance tweak we can find that we can ship right away or something happens upstream in WordPress core that we can finally take advantage of inside of BB Press that we couldn't before. And so we're able to do these incremental releases to 2.5. But in the process of working on 2.6, some interesting things sort of all happened at the same time where we've landed ourselves back to kind of the old BB Press problem where WordPress.org is running the 2.5 and then is running sort of a hybrid of 2.6 to get some of the performance tweaks in there. And then a bunch of stuff gets turned off on .org. And so there are these like weird complexities to like, okay, we've got everything moved over. We got rid of old BB Press pretty much all across WordPress.org in general. But now it's the merging of these ideas and things into 2.6, making sure that everybody's websites will migrate all of their data correctly to take advantage of these performance improvements in 2.6, and in such a way that it doesn't take down a forum that is heavily active, like something like WordPress.org is. And so there's a lot of like really cool performance things that we've learned that I kind of knew were going to be weird bottlenecks with the making of with BB Press being a plugin that we were able to fix and resolve in a lot of not too clever ways, but still ways that are backwards compatible and will improve everybody's lives that happens to be running BB Press. And so with every beta comes more feedback, and the closer we get to release is the more feedback that comes in. And so as we upgrade and move things on WordPress.org and then we get more feedback, then we fix more things. And so with a small team, which is largely myself, Stephen Edgar, and then Sergey, who has kind of stepped up and even Brandon Allen, there are a few that come and go. And so there is no dedicated resource on it, which was the problem even in 2014 when I did my Indiegogo campaign. And so I really am trying to spend a lot of time working on it, but I've also spent a lot of time on the security team and working on some WordPress core things like the all options cache and some multi-site stuff. And so it's BB Press isn't really anybody's focus again, and it is mine as much as I can afford for it to be. But knowing that these end up being pretty big issues and important ones that are mine to solve because it's mostly my architecture and my old code. And it's nice that everyone really is stepping up and not being too grouchy about it. And it is sort of the anxiety sets in with like every day where I don't get to work on it. It's like, oh man, like it just gets worse and worse. But it will ship, I promise. It will. I mean, not necessarily change people's lives, but it will be a better BB Press than it has ever been. So,
when do we want BB Press 2.7? 3 years ago. I'm just kidding.
I know, right? You're these are things that we've talked about for a really long time. So it's funny, but it is not untrue.
I know you well enough. I could say that without getting
you'd never be in trouble. But things like adding, like replacing comments with topics and forums or categories and those kind of things, like those are things we've wanted for a really long time that, like, in theory I have conceptually working, but are they ready for prime time? I don't really think so. So things get infinitely pushed and back farther and farther, but the enhancements that have gone in to favorites, subscriptions, and like voices, one of the things that we did was move everything out of a bunch of serialized arrays, which is kind of the way that old BB Press stored things, out of user meta and into post meta. And so we have some custom meta queries that we can do that are not really all that slow and terrible the way that everyone relates WordPress post meta queries to be. And we take advantage of the fact the way that post meta works in general, to move some of that around to make it a lot faster and invalidate users a lot less in cache. And underneath it is essentially a new BB Press API that is called engagements. And so it is a way to track which users are engaged, generally speaking, with what post or what topic or forum or reply or whatever. And so for engagements, the favorite, subscriptions, and voices all use the engagements API to say what users have touched or interacted with these things. And so that makes it really powerful. So if someone does want to either change the way that it works or bolt on some new type of interaction with a BB Press topic or reply, like push notifications or something else, there's an underlying API to allow that to happen. So these are like unplanned things that weren't really in the spec or in the scope of what the roadmap for 2.6 was, where once we started rebuilding, it was like, oh, of course, this is the way that this needs to be. And so every one of those weird little features just ends up, you know, taking a little bit longer and a little bit longer and then a lot longer. So, but it's in a good place now. And 2.5 has been so stable and so good that I don't want for 2.6. I want for it to be better for everyone and not worse. And so the migrating of things out of user meta and into post meta needs to be like 1,000% good. Like it needs to be so incredibly flawless that no one at all ever has any problems with it. And so I know, like, you've talked about, and there's been other people talking about, like, batch processors and data migration and big data moving and using WPCLI and all these things. And it's like, well, where is BB Press is still a user facing product and so or a project. And as much as I'd love to just rely on WPCLI for every one of these things or build a UI around it or something else, we really can't yet anyways. So we do it the old fashioned way and it takes a little bit longer to do.
Well, I'll tell our listeners out there who are running a forum on BB Press 2.5 somewhere in the branch, based on all the feedback I've seen thus far, and you've already mentioned this, the performance improvements alone is a reason enough to upgrade to 2.6. In addition to running the latest and greatest, you know, security, the code, what have you. But I've seen some posts on the beta feedback forum posts for 2.6 beta where, yeah, people are seeing some significant performance improvements. So I don't know what kind of voodoo you've put in there, but it's working.
And so the best part about the voodoo is it all bubbles back up into core improvements too. Like the one thing that the BBs are really good at is pushing the envelope of what we can achieve inside the walls of WordPress, and then identifying the places where we can really push those fixes upstream. And so some things like username in queries, where we can get a bunch of users at the same time in a way that we weren't able to before, and just some taxonomy term stuff, things that we're able to help improve the greater software at in a experimental push the envelope kind of way. So they're very fun projects for me to work on. As much as I enjoy working on other plugins and multi-site and WordPress core, BuddyPress and BBPress will sort of always be the hits that I play. So it's always fun to work on them all the time.
And last but not least, kind of give us a quick update on what you're working on and what the team's working on for BuddyPress.
So BuddyPress, everyone has sort of been chipping away at a new, what we call a template pack. And so since the BBs come with a little bit of some middleware to make it work with any WordPress theme, give or take. I mean, core themes it works a little bit better with, but and that theme integration or the template pack that BuddyPress comes with is a little old at this point. It's really based on some of the older social networking conventions that we're all kind of familiar with, but are maybe getting a little, I don't know, they're stale. Stale is a great word. And so everyone has been working on or chipping away at a new, more modern template pack to replace our default. And so the originally it used to be called BP Default. When we moved it over to using template packs, I had renamed it to BP Legacy as sort of like the nod that this was going away eventually. And then you know, improvements keep going into the way that themes are loaded and work, and the customizer comes in, and then there's just all these things that happen around us that we constantly are playing catch up. And so they've been working on BP Nouveau on GitHub for a number of years at this point. And so ideally 2.8 really is the acceptance and merge of that into BuddyPress proper, where it is the new default for template packs. And then a number of sort of under the hood performance tweaks and things that go in all the time. And we've also switched to having release leads, very similar to WordPress core, because the BuddyPress contributor team is the pool is just bigger, and there are more people that are constantly contributing and more passionate. So Hugo, who's a very long time contributor and really shepherding the BP Nouveau template pack, is leading 2.8. And so it is highly likely.
If I recall, Hugo's also a talented designer too.
Super good. BuddyPress as a project has been really lucky to have everyone stick around and be so good. And so the BP Nouveau looks great, and it looks great in all the core themes, and it feels nicer. It just generally is a better, a more well put together template pack than what BP Legacy is. And it has better, just easier to read, more well thought out JavaScript in it. And because our old BuddyPress.js file was, again, pretty long, literally in the tooth. So it's nice to have something that I think is a little bit easier to work with. And then I think I said 2.8. I think I meant 2.9. But the one of the things that has been sort of my one of the things that I have wanted for us to do with BuddyPress going forward would be to start filling in the gaps for data moderation. So being able to view private messages within WP admin and notifications and friends and those kind of things. And so go ahead.
I was going to say one of the other major things I think the team was working on is that BuddyPress kind of creating its own REST API.
So yeah, there is an initiative on GitHub to have its own REST API endpoints. And now, especially now that the REST API is in core and we have a foundation to build on, makes it much easier to see how our endpoints would work. And Boone and Ray have both spent, and Paul Gibbs also have all, over the course of the past few years, have spent a lot of time filling in some gaps in the base classes that we have that you query a database with to get notifications and friends and activity stream items and that kind of thing. And so I think we have a lot of the good PHP level functionality to eventually start filling in the gaps of a REST API. But one of the things that I have been looking into a lot is GraphQL from the folks at Facebook. And so something like GraphQL starts to fit a little bit more nicely rather than filling in 1,000 REST API endpoints for friends and friend requests and pending requests and friends I already have and friends I've rejected and groups and users in the group and which users are admins and which are mods. Like, these all end up being separate REST API endpoints or query string variables that need to get passed in. It's actually really not a super awesome roadmap to try and write all of these RESTful API endpoints. So
with that said, you know, just because I think it's kind of, it's related. And Matt Mulloway sort of state of things in terms of the three core focuses, he had mentioned that the REST API, which is supposed to be a core focus, is supposed to have, or one of the goals is WP admin parity. And he had mentioned that there's been little to no progress made on that front. And are you surprised by that? I mean, after what you just said, maybe after sort of thinking about everything you need to create an endpoint for to have parity with WP admin, that doesn't sound like a glorious task.
It's the reason that I'm not surprised by it is because it, even with the best team in the world to work on it, it is a lot of work that still needs to be done. And there is a good team behind it. There always was, and there still is. But the way that WP admin is coded, or the expectations that are set for users about the way that things work, with things like bulk actions, for example, are hard to define in a RESTful endpoint that is traditionally only really interacting with one thing. And so there's a lot to do, it's hard to, like, I'm supportive and I want to be supportive and I will help however, if ever I can. I don't even really think that I would be the most qualified person ever to work on a RESTful API, even with my experience trying to, I mean, helping build some of what was the original Jetpack version of that. But even an API like XMLRPC, which was used for several years as the default API for the WordPress mobile application, is not a complete API, and we stopped really working on it before it ever got done. And so to take the same approach with just filling in it's a friendlier API, it's a nicer system to use, and all of those things that are very clearly evident, it is a better, exponentially better thing than XMLRPC, but it's just so much work, and historically it's been really difficult to do that much work on a volunteer team. And so it's not that I'm skeptical, and it's not that it'll never happen. It's just that I know how much work that it is and how hard everybody already is working. And it seems like a recipe either for burnout or, broken hearts or expectations and things that I don't want to see happen. And so this was like, I think like, without being a naysayer, this is sort of one of my original concerns. And everyone that was even working on the REST API that was filling in posts and terms and users and all these things, they have all done the work. I mean, me thinking about the work that needs to get done being exhausting isn't anywhere near the exhaustion that the people feel that have spent the multiple years filling in the endpoints that we do already have, and there still being at least that many to go. There are days where you can look at what's ahead of you and think this is a very long road, but that doesn't mean it's not worth traveling. It doesn't mean that there isn't eventually an end in sight. It just means that either we need to stay steady as we go, or we need to course correct, and that's the beauty of open source. We get to course correct whenever we want to. So
you mentioned you know, I could talk to you all day apparently about all this stuff. but you know, we're an hour and a half here, but people haven't heard of WordPress Weekly in about 3 weeks. So I think they'll be okay with how long this is. But you mentioned it was GraphQL. Yeah, GraphQL. Mm-hmm. So I know, we talk about all these API endpoints. And by the way, Drupal is being touted now is API first. And WordPress seems to be at a point where it's trying to, you know, it kind of did things the reverse way. Now it's trying to be API first or, you know, largely API driven thanks to the REST API. And obviously that's a whole lot of work. But there was a lot of discussion on, well, with all the work it takes to get, you know, maybe WP admin parity with the REST API, there's a lot of talk as to whether WordPress should have gone the REST API route or GraphQL from the outset, because by the time the REST API gets done, you know, will it be time to move on to something else?
Mm-hmm. One of the things I really like about the way that Facebook evolved GraphQL is there is a tool with it called Graphical that is basically a GUI. It's an IDE for interacting with all of the endpoints that an API may have, but also that it was built as this middleware layer on top of all of the really complex things that something like Facebook needs to do, like relationship stuff and privacy stuff and the intersection of many users and their friends and their friends and their friends. And so it reminds me in a very small way of WordPress and posts and comments and terms and users and plugins and BuddyPress and activity and groups. We have all these and WooCommerce and shopping carts and EDD and customers. Like there are just so many things that plugins do and that core has in terms of things, objects that are reminiscent of what Facebook has ran into very quickly and the middleware that they needed to write for themselves to scale who works on the platform. And when you watch a GraphQL video or someone use Graphical, it feels very natural, more natural anyways, at least to me, and easier, a little bit more friendly. And I can imagine a world where we are able to define the way that it works and register our GraphQL keys and objects or whatever they are. And WordPress already does all the hard stuff. It has a database layer. It has rewrite rules. It has object caching. It has everything that GraphQL needs. And GraphQL is the other thing that WordPress doesn't have. So it'll be exciting to see in the back of my mind, I really want to come up with like a very native feeling GraphQL plugin or something, but I've got BBPress to work on, so I don't get to do that right now.